Wow, thank you very much, Hollywood Foreign Press. Wow. This is fantastic.
From Steven Spielberg to Martin Scorsese, George Clooney to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, the A-list of film celebrities turned out for the gala event in Beverly Hills as the 90 international entertainment reporters in the HFPA spread their awards among a handful of films. They gave 3 Golden Globes to the French-made audience favorite, The Artist, a silent black-and-white story of old Hollywood. It won Best Comedy Film, as well as awards for lead actor Jean Dujardin and musical score composer Ludovic Bors. The Descendants, a bittersweet story of a family in Hawaii, won Best Dramatic Film and Best Lead Actor in a Drama for the star, George Clooney, who accepted the award with a nod to its writer-director.
And especially thank you very much to Alexander Payne, who makes wonderful films and is a great friend. I thank you very much for this.
Meryl Streep took home the Best Actress in a Dramatic Film for playing former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. Best Actress in a Comedy Film went to Michelle Williams for her portrayal of a screen legend in My Week with Marilyn.
Thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for putting in my hands the same award that Marilyn Monroe herself won over 50 years ago. I'm honored. Thank you.
Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris took Best Screenplay, Scorsese got Best Director for his ambitious Hugo, and Spielberg accepted Best Animated Feature for The Adventures of Tintin. The Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film went to the Iranian drama A Separation, directed by Asghar Farhadi.
It's an award that was chosen by critics, and critics are not easy people to please. These happenings will most likely cause more audiences to be found for this movie in the world.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association also gives out awards for television programs and performances, but the film categories get the most attention as one of the first salvos in the barrage of award shows leading up to Hollywood's top annual honors, the Oscars, presented in February. For VOA News, this is Alan Silverman in Hollywood.